All right, we are here and welcome. We are Galexis, and this is the March 2021 block. Now, last month, February, we spoke to you about the vortex, about the portal, about the doorway of light going into the new world, going into a whole new level of being, a level of new creation and manifestation. And we took you in a brief meditative journey through that portal. You've gone through the portal now. Even if you did not do that meditation, even if you pretty much ignored what we said, in one way or another, you've made it through. You've made it onto this side. It's different from the other side. This side is that beginning. And as all beginnings, you're a newbie. You don't really know your bearings quite yet. Now, you have certain processes you've been going through maybe for years or months of your own personal spiritual path, processes of perhaps letting go of limitations and restrictions and obstacles and issues, healing issues, expanding your self-love, your awareness, your consciousness, and learning to manifest and create and so on in your personal life. And these processes are still going on. It's not like all of a sudden you go through the portal, all the processes end, and here you are in nothing. Okay. But there is a sense of nothingness here, even though those processes will continue. There is a new sense of space. There's a new sense of possibility. There's a fresh energy available, waiting for you now. Part of your journey on this planet is to come and help participate in the creation of the luminous new world. All right, so here you are. Now, it's a little bit confusing because in the global sphere, in your culture, in your community, as well as in the world, there are processes also happening. There's social unrest. There's political things happening. There's all sorts of things going on that are continuations of processes begun, you know, that are just continuing on. And these processes starting in different areas, at different times, going at different rates of speed, overlapping each other, and some of them reaching these pause points, these opening points, these beginning points. All overlapping with your own processes, which you may have more than one, going on at different stages and in different levels of evolution in different areas of your life, all at the same time. This is a chaos. And rather than looking at chaos as a really negative or bad thing, when you step through the portal, the chaos that you are greeted by, it is often called the void. It is the womb of the goddess. It is the place of creation. It's where you seed a new reality, a new future, a new life. This can give you impetus in all the processes you're currently going through. It can lift you to a new level in all the processes that you have going. It can be so much more exciting. It can offer you so much more promise of good things to come. But there are certain things that you do need to do in order for this to work the way that you would like it, the way that may be most harmonious to your spiritual multidimensional self. And so we want to mention a few things that we suggest that you do at this very pivotal and profoundly opportunistic moment of your personal history as well as global history. All right, the first thing is that right now, there's almost infinite possibility. There's possibility everywhere. But you don't accept, own, believe, or allow every possibility to exist. It would be too much for you, too confusing. But you do have a range of possibilities that seem to fit within your belief system, your perspective, your desires. There's a range of possibilities from the worst potential possibilities that could happen to the very best potential possibilities that could happen. Where do you stand on things? Well, right now you may not have a clue what you really want. It's so new. It's so perhaps bewildering to have so much just hanging in space and you being in this void, in this pause, in this silence, in this period of quiescence, the kind of a quiet before the energy picks up. What's going on is this. In every area of your life, in your relationships, relationships with loved ones, relationships with coworkers, with friends, your relationship to your community, to your network, this relationship is one area, big area of your life, perhaps the most important one. Then there is specifically the work area, the career, the work, what you do for money, what you do as an activity to fulfill yourself. All of that kind of can be thrown into your work. Some of it is your personal spiritual work. It can be your career work. It can be your project, your humanitarian gift to the world, perhaps. And then you have your basically just your spiritual path. You can, not that it's small, but you can focus there so that you don't have the other areas of your life kind of impinging and demanding. You can focus on only the part of you that is looking at expanding consciousness, becoming more the divine being that you are, and really acknowledging more of yourself, becoming true to yourself. That personal self-development track of yours, that's an area of your life. Of course, there's money, you know, which can go dovetail with career. There's money, and then there's your health. And how is your health, your vitality? Are you stuck with old aging programs? Are you building? Are you suffering from some kind of annoying kind of chronic condition? Where do you stand in your health? Are you pretty good, pretty balanced, can do pretty much everything you need to do? Have enough energy, have enough motivation to move? All right. So you have all these areas of your life. There can be big projects in your life. If, for example, if you're moving from one city to another or something, that can be such a big project that it could maybe be an area in itself. But what we suggest is you sit down and you write out. You can do it at a keyboard or write by hand. You write out what possibilities you feel you have in your future. What's your range? What's the worst thing that you think legitimately, really seriously, possibly could happen? And then what is the best that could possibly happen? What is the most expansive, most successful, most joyous possibility in that area? And just go down through your areas and write out your boundaries. Write out the worst and write out the best. All right, just put them there. And you know that all the possibilities in between are perhaps even more likely. And once you kind of get the extreme worst and the extreme best that you think is likely or really seriously possible for you, you know, there's some, like, you know, ET's coming and taking you off to another planet, that's not probably in your possibility range. It would be frightening, maybe terrifying, or maybe it'd be the highest experience of your life. But you want to put in things that would be feasible, the low and the high, the feasible, okay? And that takes some thinking. But we would suggest you put that down. And then once you have that for all the areas of your life, then sit with it. Sit with it and think about all the possibilities in between the worst and the best that you would like to have. What would you like to have? What would you then expect? And look within that range. What is now not just possible, but for you, considering where you're at, where you've been, where you're going, how you think through things, what you believe, what's the most probable possibility? What's the most probable things that could happen in each area? What would be the most probable thing if you didn't change anything from what you're doing, that it would just unfold as natural and normal for you? What would be that most natural, most normal for you? This is your probable future. Now, you may, once that happens, you may say, well, you know, that's a bit mediocre. I really like something better than that. Or this is just, it's not really going in the direction that I want in that area. So once you think about your range, okay, what do you really want now? Look in every area. What is it you really want in every area? What's the increase, the expansion, the positive that you really want? Is it that possible high point that you wrote down before that is actually feasible to get to that good level of success or whatever? Or are you already near that, and really what you want is beyond, stretching beyond that limit of possibility and probability? Okay. Find out where it is. Now, where on your range is what you want going to show up? Whether it's within the range or beyond on the good side. Make note of that. Write that down too. Now, tune in to what it is you really want, area by area, one at a time. And when you tune into that, ask yourself, do I deserve this? Am I ready for this? Am I really willing to have this? And if I have this, what would be the impact of that on my life? How would that change my life? How would that improve my life? Would I be able to handle that improvement? Would I be able to handle that level of functioning, perhaps? Would I be able to find myself in that desired place, feeling that it's natural and normal for me? Ask yourself, find out, where do you stand with it? Where do you fit with it? What's your relationship to it in that sense? And then step into it. Imagine yourself there. Once you kind of say, okay, I'm willing to have it. Let's go for it. Step into it. Feel it. Imagine yourself there in the future having that. Having that just the way you would like it. Enjoying that success, enjoying that fulfillment. Feel it. Ah, yes, this feels so good. Now, pay attention to how you feel. Yes, at first there's maybe a relief that it's no longer this dark thing, but there may also be, wow, this feels so great. This is so great. Get into a little more depth with that. beyond just feeling good, what else do you feel there in that positive range? Look for other positive feelings. Do you have more energy? Do you feel more motivated? Do you feel more loving? Do you feel that you are more loved? Do you feel more value? Do you feel more? What is it that you feel? Feel all the feelings that come with that until you can sense that, okay, I really get almost the feeling that I'm there. Must be what it really feels like to live there on a day-to-day basis in this new level, in this beautiful, shining, higher place here, that I'm living every day as if it's natural and normal to me. Wow, feel this. Wow, this feels really great. I have this feeling, I have that feeling, there's this nuance, so that's that, there's that shade of what makes it all great, what makes it all high. Now, you need to remember this feeling. This is the intangible, the non-physical vibration. This is the vibration of what you want in every area. You write down your areas, you get this vibration in all five areas. If you can, picture yourself in a scenario in which you're living your life and you're tuning into the high resonance of all your areas at once, all together. A new life, a new high, beautiful, flowing, exalted experience. Okay, this feeling, this vibration is what you use to create realities with. Do not sniff at it. Do not considering it, discount it in any way as being just fanciful. If what you're feeling is kind of shallow, like, oh, I feel secure, I feel safe, and it stops there, that's fantasy. Okay, that's where people fantasize about winning the lottery and then, oh yes, I won't ever have to worry about money again. We're talking about a range of possibilities that's feasible for you. And if you find something that you want that's outside that range, it won't be much outside that range. Not like winning the lottery, which for you might be, whoa, like here's your range over here. The winning of the lottery is way over there. No, it's not going to be like that. And winning the lottery would just make you feel safe, and maybe your ego would be all excited. So don't go with the fantasy. What you want to do, though, is to imagine it. It may be a fantasy in a sense at first, but go deep. Get those feelings deep. Go deep into your life. Make sure it touches all aspects of your life. All feelings in your life are involved in this wonderful master overview feeling. Okay, just letting yourself feel it, own it. Now, template that somehow. Remember that feeling. Call it something like, future power or whatever you want to call it. All right, you will be free. You will be empowered. You will feel loved and supported by your reality, and you'll be loving others. There'll be a love exchange. You see, and you want to have that freedom, and you want to have the empowerment, you want to have the love, and you want to feel the support of your reality. Those are the four foundations of your next higher level life. All right? So just get into it and feel it and cultivate it. Touch on it every day. Just step into that future self that feels all that as natural and normal. And now, as you do that, you can begin a manifestation process of that, manifesting that into physical material form. Now, we're talking about you personally, your own personal track, your own personal life track. But we want to point out that this is where it begins. Yes, you're here to participate in the whole planetary change. You're here to help envision and dream the whole planet, all the changes on the planet, because you're here to help create a new reality. And that reality is big, it's huge, because this whole reality is unique for you. It's huge for you. So you start first with yourself, though. In subsequent months, we would suggest we can talk to you more about manifesting on a global level. In fact, we're going to give you much more, and we have already given you a lot of information on manifestation. If you don't already know manifestation steps, and if you don't already have your process for manifestation that you could start kicking in for yourself, then we would recommend that you go to our seminar, Manifestation Made Easy. And it's a step, so that you know that you've got each piece of the vibration. And you can hold each piece of the vibration, put it into place, get it moving, and get manifestation happening in your life. There are many books out there. There's lots of seminars on manifesting. So there's no lack of material on that. But you're going to dream for yourself this new life. And then you're going to dream a new future for everybody too. But later. Start with yourself now. You need to be oriented. This is the beginning of a new era for you. We wish you the very best. Thank you.